All right, so today we're going to dive into a pretty interesting case out of the Florida Supreme Court. It's Sarasota County versus Town of Longboat Key back in 1978.
Interesting.
And what we really want to get at is, what happens when a county kind of tries to, I don't know, take over some of the functions of the cities within it, and why the Florida Supreme Court ultimately stepped in and said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, this case is really all about how different levels of local government work together, or sometimes, maybe don't work together so well.
Right, exactly.
So in this case, you have Sarasota County. They were trying to bring a bunch of municipal functions under their control, like zoning, police, parks, things like that. And they were trying to do this through a county ordinance and a public referendum.
Wow, so this is like a paragraph,
Yeah.
right? I mean, we're talking about some pretty big changes to how these cities operate. I mean, this is Longboat Key, the city of Sarasota itself, Venice, Northport. Like, these are not small towns.
No, not at all. This is a major move by the county. And you can imagine the cities involved were not too happy about it.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I guess, what was the thinking behind it? Was the county just trying to be more efficient, or was there more to it?
Well, efficiency was probably part of their argument. Maybe they thought they could streamline things, have a more unified approach to regional issues. But the cities, they saw it as a threat to their autonomy.
Right, like they were losing control over their own affairs.
Exactly. And legally, their argument was that the county was violating the Florida Constitution. They were trying to make these changes without going through the proper procedures.
Which brings us to the Florida Supreme Court, right? And they ultimately sided with the cities. So, what part of the Constitution did the court say the county was violating?
The big one was Article 8, Section 4. This section lays out the rules for how powers can be transferred between different layers of local government.
Article 8, Section 4. Okay, so that's the rule book for this kind of power play. But didn't Sarasota County have something called home rule powers? I mean, doesn't that give them a lot of leeway to govern themselves?
You're right, they did. That comes from Article 8, Section 1G. Charter counties like Sarasota have these broad home rule powers, and the county's argument was basically, look, we have this broad authority so we can do this.
So it's like a clash between this general home rule authority and these specific rules about transferring powers.
That's a great way to put it. And the court ultimately said that the specific rules win out. You can't just use your general home rule powers to bypass the procedures laid out in Section 4.
Okay, so let's break down Article 8, Section 4. How are you actually supposed to transfer power between a county and its cities?
Well, there are two main ways. The first is through the state legislature. They can pass a special act that specifically authorizes the transfer.
So that puts the decision in the hands of the state lawmakers. Makes sense. It's a big decision, so having the legislature weigh in seems appropriate. What's the other option?
The other option is more local, but also more complicated. It requires the governing bodies of each affected local government to pass resolutions in support of the transfer. So in this case, that would mean Sarasota County, Longboat Key, Sarasota City, Venice, Northport. They would all have to agree to it.
Wow, getting all those local governments on the same page, that sounds like a tough task.
It definitely can be. But there's even more. You also need what's called a dual referendum.
Dual referendum.
Yeah, it means that not only do the city councils have to agree, but the voters in each city and the voters in the county as a whole also have to approve it in separate votes.
Wow, so you need buy-in from both the elected officials and the citizens. That's a pretty high bar.
Right, and that's intentional. The Constitution really tries to protect the autonomy of local governments. The idea is that one level of government shouldn't be able to just take over the powers of another without broad agreement.
Okay, so back to Sarasota County. They didn't get a special act from the legislature, and they definitely didn't go through this whole resolution and referendum process.
No, they didn't. They basically tried to do it all through a county ordinance and a single countywide vote.
And that's where the Supreme Court stepped in and said, no way.
Exactly. They said that the county had completely failed to follow the Constitution. And they made it very clear that this applies to all counties, charter or not. In fact, there's this great line from the court's opinion. Section 4 refers to counties without distinction. It applies both to charter and non-charter counties.
Boom, mic drop. No county gets to ignore these procedures.
Exactly. The court totally shut down Sarasota County's argument that their home rule powers gave them a free pass. They said when it comes to transferring powers, the specific rules in Section 4 are king.
Now, I remember there being something in the case about the difference between a transfer of power and a consolidation of government. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah. That's an important point. Sarasota County tried to argue that what they were doing was actually a consolidation, not a transfer. And consolidations are dealt with in a different part of the Constitution, Article 8, Section 3.
And consolidations, those are like when you completely merge two governments into one, right?
Right, exactly.
So what did the court say about that? Did they buy Sarasota County's argument?
Nope, not at all. They took a close look at what the county was proposing and said, this isn't a consolidation. The cities would still technically exist, but they would lose most of their control over things like zoning and police. The court said, that's a transfer of power, plain and simple.
So the county wasn't trying to completely dissolve the cities. They just wanted to take over a lot of their key functions.
Exactly. And because it was a transfer, they had to follow the rules in Section 4, which, as we discussed, they didn't do.
So for anyone listening who's interested in local government law in Florida, what's the big takeaway from this case?
I think the big takeaway is that even charter counties with broad home rule powers can't just decide to take over the functions of their cities. The Constitution has very clear safeguards in place to protect those cities.
So no matter how big or powerful a county is, they can't just ignore those safeguards.
Exactly. The Longbow Key case really cemented that principle. It's a reminder that the balance of power between counties and cities is carefully defined in the Florida Constitution.
And just to recap, the only ways to transfer power under Article 8, Section 4 are either through a special act from the state legislature or through unanimous resolutions from all the affected local governments, plus a dual referendum where the voters in both the county and each city have to approve it.
That's right. That's the playbook,
yeah,
as laid out by the Florida Supreme Court. And that line from the court about Section 4 applying to all counties, charter or not, is really important. It means no one gets a free pass.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at Sarasota County versus Town of Longboat Key. It's a case that really highlights the complexities of local government in Florida.
Absolutely. It's a must read for anyone who wants to understand how power is distributed and how decisions are made at the local level.
So we've seen how the Constitution tries to strike a balance between the powers of counties and cities. But thinking about the challenges facing local governments today, things like growth management, transportation, environmental protection, these are all issues that cross city and county lines. So how do we make sure that different levels of government can work together effectively to address these regional challenges? What happens when those different levels of government have competing interests or priorities? These are questions that I think are worth considering as we think about the future of local governance in Florida. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye.